Well, for several reasons. Number one, well, there's no debate among scholars, among specialists, because there are hundreds of books, articles written about this in maybe 30 languages. You know, testimonies of survivors. My parents were survivors of the Armenian Genocide. But the Turkish government increasingly spends huge amounts of money buying, you know, lobbying firms, even scholars, to deny the genocide because of various reasons. Number one, the Turks feel that to accuse them of genocide would be against their national honor. If you speak about the Armenian Genocide, you'll be tried and jailed, and sometimes you can get killed. In recent years, so many people have been writing about this and seeing evidence of it in Turkish official papers. Even Turkish scholars are writing about it, but they can't write about it in their own country, so they go to Europe and so on, the United States, and publish books on the Armenian Genocide. You know, there's always the hope that the Turkish authorities would sometime, by some miracle, recognize it. The other reason that the Turkish authorities don't want to recognize it is because they have to pay, under international law, billions of dollars of compensation. I mean, Armenians were, you know, very well-to-do people. 1.5 million of them, that means almost half of them were massacred. And these people owned factories. These people owned schools, colleges. They owned property. President Obama issued a proclamation, and he uses the Armenian term for genocide, which is mezyeghern. But when he was a senator, he used the term genocide. But now he's president, he uses the Armenian term because Turkish government threatens that they'll close down the American air bases.
So there's a threat to Americans if he uses the word genocide?
Well, they've threatened for many years that they Reagan used it. Many other presidents have promised to use it, but they never do.
Does that bother you that he's not using the English word?
It does bother me, but I fully understand, as a political scientist, the many problems the president is burdened with, which were not of his doing. He's got Afghanistan, he's got Syria, he's got Pakistan, he's got Iraq. He's got so many problems.
Do you think today that the world is making progress in recognizing the Armenian Genocide?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Over 25 countries and many, many you know, states like California and many states in the United States recognize the Armenian Genocide.
What about the relationship between Armenia and Turkey today? Do you see it getting better?
No, because they had negotiations under American guidance, but they signed a protocol. But the problem was that the Turks insist the genocide issue, which they don't want to use the term, they call it the so-called genocide issue, should be negotiated and first looked upon historians appointed by two countries. And Armenians will not tolerate that because Turkey continues to use better relations with the Armenian Republic just to, perpetuate its denial of genocide.